This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, October 7th. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Many thanks again to Kim Daly for being here last week. I truly hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed conducting the interview. Kim's a real credit to franchising at large, much less the candidates she serves in helping prepare them for the road ahead as franchisees. Today, we'll flip the conversation back to the Zor side as I'll be joined by 919 Marketing's Graham Chapman to catch up with him on what pivots he's experienced in the world of franchise marketing during this wild and crazy year. Plus, Graham and I have some exciting news to share as well about something we're both pretty stoked about. A quick break here, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes or less with Graham Chapman.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
We are all familiar with Vistage, YPO, and EO. Well, now comes Zor Forum, a somewhat similar type of executive group, but this one comes with a twist. Zor Forum groups are exclusively for franchisors. Imagine a peer group for sharing and networking on a platform built exclusively for franchise executives. Zor Forum members are afforded unparalleled access to best practices and some of the brightest minds within the franchising world through regular meetings and a dedicated communications platform. In this post-COVID world, a franchise-specific mastermind or peer group is an endeavor worth making time for. Zor Forum groups of 6 to 10 will bring leaders together that are in similar situations, but with exclusivity in terms of their competitive sets, so that each can openly help others benefit from their respective knowledge, perspective, and experience with no fear of competitive loss. Network, learn, strategize, and remain motivated along your journey. Join a peer group, not just any peer group. Join the only one designed for emerging franchisors. Join Zor Forum. Learn more at zorforum.org. That's www.zorforum.org. Graham Chapman is a PR, social media, and content marketing professional with 11-plus years' experience helping franchise brands reach, influence, and convert qualified customer and franchise sales leads. He does so as Vice President of Account Services at 919 Marketing, one of franchising's fastest-growing comprehensive PR, social media, and content marketing agencies. Graham is a certified franchise executive, the youngest member of the IFA's Supplier Forum Advisory Board, and a cohort with his dad David and Pete Baldine, along with dozens of others, including yours truly, in the Whiskey Wednesday viral video series. Graham Chapman's talent is opening doors, creating relationships, and starting conversations that help franchising and those in it to grow, evolve, and prepare for a successful future. Graham Chapman is with us today to talk all about this and more, and to tell us about another door he's recently opened. Graham Chapman, welcome to Franchise Today.
Stan, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure having you, Graham. You know, you've been a guy that I've enjoyed getting to know over the years. When did we first meet in your mind, in your memory?
Probably 7-8 years ago. And I want to thank you for being such a great and strong mentor and friend to me, and helping me personally and our business here at 919 Marketing have a better understanding of how to navigate franchising. A lot of kudos to you is deserved.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's kind of you to say. Let's talk about how you got involved in franchising, how 919, how your family got involved in the franchise space, as we always do every week with our guests. We roll the tape back and we learn a little history about where the intersection was. What was the inflection point with you in franchising?
Well, funny enough, like most people in franchising, we kind of stumbled into the space by accident. My dad, David Chapman, started 919 Marketing in the mid-90s, 919 being our area code here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. And the intent was to serve a lot of, you know, emerging tech companies and research and science companies in the Research Triangle Park. And as we've grown and become a national company, we chose to keep 919 because it's kind of catchy, and ultimately, in listings, numbers come before letters. So we stuck with with it that way. About 10-ish years into 919's existence, my dad was coaching my little brother, who's much younger than me, in a Little League baseball game here in the Raleigh area. And, you know, no surprise, a Little League baseball team needs a sponsor. The head coach is a CEO of a company, and naturally 919 Marketing becomes the sponsor. After one of those games, a franchise legend himself, Doug Shadle, ended up coming up and talking to my dad because, as fate would have it, his son was also playing on that baseball team, and he ended up asking my dad if we'd ever worked in franchising. And that conversation led to our first two relationships in franchising with Doctors Express, one of the first emerging urgent care chains in franchising, as well as Senior Helpers, one of the first companies to take advantage of the increased need for senior in-home care opportunities. And after helping those two brands generate a ton of media coverage, a ton of media attention and awareness, and getting to the point where both of those companies sold, we'd sort of established a good name for ourselves within franchising, had started coming to IFA conventions and sort of trying to work our way and navigate our way through this space, and had established a good reputation of doing good work. And now, more than a decade later, here we are.
And is franchising now the exclusive province for you? Or are you still doing work outside of franchising for clients that are in the research triad?
That's a great question. Franchise clients represent more than 90% of our client roster. So it's absolutely a primary focus of ours. But we've also found a way to develop a strong niche in cause marketing as well, working with a variety of different nonprofit groups and government-sponsored organizations or causes here in the North Carolina area and beyond. So we sort of focus in franchising and cause marketing work as well.
Is Doug Shadle a client?
Doug Shadle has been a client off and on for many years. We're fortunate to know him as well, been very helpful in helping us work with a bunch of different folks throughout franchising. We're close with Doug and John and the Rhino 7 folks, but they are not currently a client.
We know now who to thank for your presence in franchising in the IFA. So
exactly. You can thank him or you can fault him. It's up to you.
Yeah, it's all good news. You guys are great. Talk about how 919's growth has progressed. And what do you see out there in the landscape today, pre-COVID, COVID, and post-COVID? How much whiplash has your part of the franchise equation gotten doing what you do for franchisors?
I'll answer that in two ways. So I'll start with the first part of the question, pre-COVID. You know, with how quickly the online world changes over the past decade, things haven't moved faster within the space of franchise marketing, both on the consumer and the franchise development side. Any agency out there, if they're not constantly innovating and trying to adapt to the times and evolve their business to meet what the new times demand, you're already behind. So thankful that we're surrounded by a lot of great people here at 919 Marketing that have helped us sort of evolve and grow. PR is absolutely something that we still specialize in, but we have evolved in that decade plus in franchising into a comprehensive content marketing agency that anything in the marketing spectrum, paid, earned, shared social, and sort of own media and marketing strategies are things that we have grown to be experts at and that help our clients maximize all the different types of marketing tools that are out there each and every day. Us and plenty of other agencies in franchising are doing what they can to evolve and grow and better serve their clients. COVID obviously has been crazy for us, like everybody else. There was certainly no sort of lack of demand for what we offer. You know, we just tried to do everything that we could to step up to the plate and be crisis PR professionals to help each of our clients send the right message to their employees, their customers, their franchisees, everybody in their franchise family when COVID struck and really sort of took over everything in America in sort of mid-March. And then sort of heading through end of Q2 into Q3, there are so many brands out there, and I salute all of them, who are thinking onward and upward into the future and seeing that there is a big opportunity to win or re-win the hearts and minds of their customers as they feel more comfortable getting back out in the world. And then also to sort of capture the hearts and minds of a lot of people who maybe their thoughts of what their corner office future might be have sort of been shaken, and they're looking for, you know, new opportunities. And I don't think there's ever been a moment in my time in franchising where so many different people are at least kicking the tires and considering becoming a franchise under themselves. So the opportunity definitely does exist for any brands who sort of have the arsenal in place already to nurture and educate folks and are ready to push down the gas pedal on franchise development.
So where do you think things are going to end up this year? We've got an election. We've got a president who's just come down with COVID-19. There is so much left undecided, unknown. How do you manage through that from a marketing perspective? How far out can you take somebody's campaigns or plans when there is so much uncertainty in today's world?
Well, I think that I or anybody else would be lying to you if we said we knew it was going to happen with the election and we had any real conception of what the quote unquote new normal is going to be heading into 2021. I think, just like before COVID, right? I think as good marketers, good strategic storytellers, it's imperative for us to have a plan, to have a game plan of like, here's what we're going to do for the next month, for the next quarter. Here's our game plan of topics and things that we want to tackle for the upcoming 12 months, but you have to have the willingness and the flexibility to make a change should something happen in the news current or ultimately in our world that deems any sort of campaign or creative we've come up with, deem that stuff to be irrelevant and out of touch. So we are always ready to move quickly to make changes and come up with new creative, new story angles, concepts to sort of meet what the times are if something catastrophic happens like COVID. So we have some good programs in place, some great campaigns in place that are converting at a very high level. But yeah, should something happen in the coming days or weeks or with the election that renders that stuff moot, we got to move quickly to come up with something new.
What percentage would you say, Graham, of the book of business that is 919 Marketing's clientele are using services from you for PR versus marketing?
That's a really good question. I would say it's still pretty split, sort of 50-50. I wouldn't say that it's always sort of that designation. It's not an and or thing. A lot of our clients are using us for both. Could be a blend of consumer outreach with franchise development outreach, could be specialized in one of those two areas. But I'd still say that 50% or more of our clients are using us in a PR capacity. I would also say that more than 50% of our clients are using us more on that content marketing side to offer a blend of content creation, paid and organic, social and digital efforts, email marketing, et cetera. So in the past 2-3 years, a lot of the clients that we've brought on are hiring us more as that comprehensive sort of marketing agency to do things beyond PR, but almost usually also including PR, because generating that third-party credibility from media outlets and that sort of brand awareness that still only comes by some of the largest media outlets that are out there is still imperative.
And then are you on the B2B and B2C side? So are you servicing franchisees for Zoars as well as servicing the Zoars themselves?
Yes, absolutely. So our programs are constructed. So, we offer value to both the national brand as well as their franchisees.
All right. We're going to take a break in a few minutes. When we come back on the other side of that break, we've got another chapter to talk about and a project that you and I are involved with together, which is pretty darn exciting. We'll save that, though, until we come back from this word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
This portion of Franchise Today is brought to you by Zoracle, providers of spot-on profiles, the gold standard of assessment tools that assure you're selecting the right franchisees every time. Unlike DISC or others that simply gauge personality or communication styles, Zoracle's spot-on assessments are all franchise-specific and based upon 7 sciences that nail the results each and every time. Your prospects simply answer a few questions online, and like magic, Zoracle's algorithms scientifically slice, dice, and analyze their thresholds for risk, their business acumen, and even their propensity for single or multi-unit ownership. Zoracle's spot-on analysis is like having a crystal ball, but there's no hoodoo here. It's all based upon science that flawlessly determines franchisee, franchisor compatibility, and accurately predicts performance. Why don't you schedule a demo today and take a complimentary look and see for yourself? It's the closest thing to a sure thing. Zoracle, spot-on assessments based on science, but delivering results that seem simply magical. Check them out at www.zoracleprofiles.com. And we are back and continuing our conversation with 919 Marketing's extraordinarily talented Graham Chapman. So, Graham, while we are recording this in advance, this is going to air on Whiskey Wednesday. So we can't really have any Chapmans on this program without carving out a few moments to talk about Whiskey Wednesday, can we?
Absolutely not. Nor can we have any involvement with you and not talk about Teeny Tuesday.
There you go. And you've forever changed my life now, because I'm always looking over my shoulder to see where Pete Baldeen is, right behind me all the time. So your dad started that with Pete. Talk about how that started.
My dad and Pete got together really right at that time that COVID was taking over everyone's life here in the U.S. And their intention was what it still is. It was to spread positivity and help people remain connected throughout franchising, and offering up sort of a forum for people to see each other, to share something uplifting with each other, and, you know, have a drink of choice to sort of get through the day. So all the credit is owed to my dad and to Pete, the most interesting man in franchising, on so many backs. Now he's always had our back. Now he's on your back. And honestly, while they were the brain children behind creating this, this Whiskey Wednesday would not be what it was without so many people throughout franchising taking it, running with it, and making it their own. So there's so many different shout outs I could offer, but wonderful job by the franchise fam to make Whiskey Wednesday a viral sensation. And honestly, just finding time to share great things and share uplifting things with people during a tough time.
So I don't think that they started it with the intent of this thing becoming viral to the extent that it did, in gaining the legs and the traction and becoming such a longstanding tradition, which is really what they've done, is they've created a new tradition.
That's right. No, it wasn't created as like a marketing campaign for 919 or Moran Brands, but I think that's what makes it great and why it's caught on so well. I mean, the overall intent and purpose was to spread light and spread positivity throughout the franchise family, and that's what it's been able to do, because so many people have sort of seen that natural purpose, easy to execute, a lot of fun to do. And again, just thank you to everybody in franchising for doing your own thing.
Well, I've enjoyed it, and you finally got me to do one, and I had a ball doing that. It took very few minutes to record it, but to think about what you want to say, because you know how many people are going to view it, you really want to put your best foot forward and do it right. So I've got to come back and do another one, and I'll look forward to maybe doing that in the next week or two. Let's talk now about something really, really exciting. And that is that on August 19th, I had on as my guest Alan Young, and we talked about a great many things, but he gave up an awful lot of time during his interview about his journey, talking about Dave Pazgan and something called the Zor Forum. And I got so intrigued by Alan's discussion with me about Zor Forum that I called Dave Pazgan the same day and actually scheduled him in for an interview, which we did and aired on the 26th of August, a week later. Now, we are at the beginning of October, just a little more than a month later, and you and I are more than just a little intrigued in Zor Forum. We're involved in it, aren't we?
Yeah. Look, I think I can speak for both of us saying we are extremely proud to announce that we are Dave's co-partners and essentially co-founders in creating what Zor Forum is today, as a fabulous platform through which emerging franchisors can get on their own fast track to success, working with many of their peers in this forum style networking group that we have arranged. And stand off, flip the script and be the interviewer and ask you a question. Tell us why you're so excited about Zor Forum.
Well, it has been evident to me over the years that peer groups like Vistage or YPO or EO are all very powerful tools for those to come together in groups of 10 or 12 or whatever the number is, and monthly hold each other accountable to share and care, and to each of the people in a group contributing and gaining as well. Kind of like we do at IFA at roundtables in a much more abbreviated fashion or sense. But those types of peer groups, I thought, were always pretty powerful. It was a blinding flash of the obvious to me when I heard Alan talking about how Dave's program was going to be only for emerging franchisors. So if you can take a YPO or an EO or a Vistage and gain from a group like that, when there are 8 or 10 different people around the table and 8 or 10 different types of business, none of which are necessarily franchising, and make point of entry for Zor Forum, you must be an emerging franchisor to have a seat at a table in one of these groups. Well, the exponential value to me of what that looks like is Quantum, with franchising at the center of how they're doing business, sharing and caring and sitting with each other and holding each other accountable and working through problems and issues that keep them up at 3 a.m. There's going to be a whole lot more they have in common as they are all building and developing an emerging brand. And I guess I'll leave to you to tell the story about Dave and how he was part of this for 7 some odd years and how his group of emerging franchisors all swear to the fact that they're personally better off as well as business-wise for the relationships that they've had with one another.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll get to it this way, that what you just mentioned about roundtables and things like that being the real, like some of the best stuff that you gain access to by being part of the franchise community could not be more true. And when you're new to franchising, I mean, look, you and I both owe our careers to franchising. We've, I guess, paid our dues and put in a ton of time and effort to develop a ton of relationships in this tight-knit family that is franchising. And it's been wonderful, and it still is. But when you're new to franchising, you don't know who to talk to. You don't know where to go. If you've paid to be in an event, especially the IFA convention, it can be overwhelming and tough to sort of figure out where to go and who to speak with and what to do. So I think a big part of the beauty behind Zor Forum and why this is going to be such a game changer for emerging franchisors, you don't have to look through any sort of brochure or hope to connect with the right person to know where you're going to gain value. You know, we're bringing the roundtable mentality right to small groups of like-minded individuals, of other emerging franchisors who can share ideas, share thoughts, share challenges, and get right to the point and get some great ideas to fix those things with their, each of these emerging franchisors and their own independent businesses, while having access to many different leaders throughout franchising who've sort of been there, done that, and can help them avoid some potentially damaging pitfalls. And I think that's what Dave would tell you was so valuable about his 7 or 8 years where he had his own private Zor Forum style group, where he and folks like Alan and others within franchising now who are big success stories, they weren't at that point in time. They were trying to figure out how to navigate through this and make it, and sort of stumbled upon the great idea of collaborating together in a small private group of 7, 8 people and using that as the springboard to their success. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to share there, Stan, but that's to me the real value, is that he did something on his own. And it's like, look, I can bring this magic, turn it into an organization like Zor Forum and help many dozens, many hundreds of franchisors get in their own little group of 8 to 10 people and make magic.
So I would encourage our audience to go back to the 26th of August episode of Franchise Today. If you didn't hear it already, go back and pull that and download it, and you'll hear my interview with Dave talking about the power of what this kind of a group has done to influence his life, the lives of the others that were part of his group. He'll tell you who all of them are in that interview, and I would encourage you to listen to it. Graham, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, I couldn't believe that there was nothing like this already. In franchising on the supplier side, you know, we're 10 deep, if not more, in terms of people who do similar things and have a company that does something that other companies in the space do as well. Sure. I had a hard time believing that nobody had thought of this sooner for emerging franchisors to have a peer group like this exclusively for them. So what brought you and Dave together, Graham, and what ignited your interest in this concept?
Sure. So I'll go back to the beginning quickly. I know Dave because we share a mutual friend who's extremely close with both of us, a guy named Wes Barefoot, who runs his own company called Path to Freedom now, after serving as the main franchise development leader for Shelf Genie for many years. And that's part of Dave's tie to Wes. Dave and Wes worked together at 101 Mobility. Wes left that position to go to Shelf Genie. Dave signed on as a franchisee with Shelf Genie, and they've sort of continued to commingle in that fashion and been excellent sort of mentors and friends with each other to help each other succeed in franchising. And we were fortunate enough going through Wes to earn the business of 101 Mobility. And that's how I first got to work with Dave, was in that sort of client and agency type of relationship. Learned pretty quickly that we have similar approaches to business, sort of no nonsense, sort of brass tacks. Let's get on the phone. Let's take action. Let's get down to business and, you know, really create some value. And then when Dave left his position at 101 Mobility, soon after that, he gave me a call and started talking about all these different ideas that he had. And one of those being a sort of forum style peer group set up to benefit emerging franchisors. And the more we sort of started talking about it, and the more that he identified exactly what its mission and its purpose was, you know, my reaction, Stan, was just like yours. It's like, this is a no-brainer. I can't believe this doesn't exist already. what can I do to help support this? And honestly, how can I become further involved? He started throwing out the idea that he was looking for partners to help sort of extend his reach and influence and try to get as many people involved with Zorform as possible. It's like, you know, I think because of what 919 collectively has done and what I've done individually to sort of establish a reputation for ourselves in franchising, and so fortunate to meet and interact with so many different people in this space, it's like, look, I think I can bring value and help. And honestly, I just want to be involved in something that is so custom built to help emerging franchisors gain access to something that would typically take years for them to access. It's a no-brainer.
Well, I'm excited as I can be to be part of this. And I want to encourage the audience, in large part comprised of emerging franchisors, to reach out to me, to reach out to Graham, and to reach out to Dave. Come to the website, which is zorforum.org, and take a look at what we're up to. Take a look at what this is all about. And we're going to continue, Graham and I both, and the other endeavors that are part of our lives. He's not going anywhere, 919. You're stuck with him. But we're going to take some of his time away from you. And the same is true with FRM Solutions. So Cassidy is going to have a little less of my ear because I'm going to be putting some more of my energy into this. But they're all important to all of us. But Graham, I'm excited to call you partner. And literally, I think we're going to have an incredibly great run with this, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to ask you to give your email address and contact info so those who want to get in touch with you know how to find you. And I'm going to do the same, but go ahead, you kick it off.
I can do that. It's Graham Chapman. Email is first initial G, last name Chapman, Chapman at 919marketing.com, gchapman at 919marketing.com. My cell phone, that is 919-291-4984. 919-291-4984. Anyone in the franchise family, if you ever need anything, call, text, I'm here for you.
Appreciate that, Graham. And I'm going to encourage people to get in touch with me at stan@sensiblefranchising.com. That's my consulting side of my life. stan@sensiblefranchising.com. You can always find me too at sfriedman@frmsolutions.com. But if we go there, we're going to talk software. And here we're going to talk Zorform. So I look forward to conversations in either case. By phone, I can be reached at 404-692-0410. That's 404-692-0410. And I'd love to hear from you, whether it's about the podcast itself, maybe suggestions for a guest, maybe suggestions about how you'd like to become a guest. But let's talk about Zorform as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Graham, any parting thoughts, any questions that I didn't ask you that you wish I did?
I think I'm good, brother. Back at you. Very excited to call you partner. And wanted to also give you some kudos and some props for an Amazon bestseller on your hands that you were able to be a part of. So rock on, man.
I appreciate that as well. Franchising Freedom is its title. You can find it in the Amazon Kindle store. You can find it in paperback. And amazingly, it's an international bestseller, 3 countries, the UK, Australia, and here in the US, in various different categories in each. But kind of nice to be involved with a really great group of professionals from around the globe that have all contributed a chapter to that book. And I was privileged to write the foreword. Thanks for calling that out, Graham. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And respect and props to Dave Pazgan for what he's done to help us be involved with Zorform.
Without a doubt. And as we get through the COVID crisis, I think this is a great time for every emerging franchisor to be considering something like this. We're all in uncharted waters and we're all going to benefit from the help we give each other. So that's a wrap for this week. And Graham, appreciate you being here to share with the audience and to help me learn a little bit more about you than even I knew. And I thought I knew it all. What did I think when I thought I knew it all?
Stan, pleasure as always. Thank you for having me.
All right, partner. Well, I'm really excited about Zorform, and I look forward to contributing to its growth. It's been just a little more than 2 years since FRM Solutions began to pivot more to the enterprise side of the franchise continuum, which left my passion for working with emerging franchisors wanting, while I have quietly maintained a small consulting practice just to keep a toe in that water. Zorform, for me, will be more like chicken soup for my soul. I sincerely hope you'll give us a look and that we hear from you. Nothing would please me more than to learn more about you, help you learn more about us, and how we might serve you as you continue down the path of your franchising journey. For now, keep doing the best you can. I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. No excuses, just solutions. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another live episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes.